Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
It is a brand new year. The gang is in the building. In this corner, you got ATL representing to the fullest. And over there, holding it down in the West Coast town, we got Heidi and Frank. How y'all doing, y'all?
Good. How
Happy
you
doing?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good to see you.
Well, the celebrity news takes no days off, so we got to get to it later. Cassie seems to be over Diddy and moving on with somebody new. Plus, Usher's got something new about him, and we'll let you judge if it's a good move for him or not. But first, Frank, what you got going on?
Well, the new year brings new beginnings, and there is another Kardashian West on the way.
Wow.
Number four?
Yes, Kanye and Kim are expecting their fourth child. A boy is expected to be born sometime in May. That's what sources are saying.
Oh, they already know the sex. Wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking if they're going to have a surrogate and do all that kind of stuff, they're probably in there manipulating genes and making the perfect cast.
You can pretty much pick now.
Yep, you can. Yeah.
Designer babies, that's what they call them.
Okay, yeah, they're casting Keeping Up with the Kardashians 2030 right now.
Right.
They need a boy in this one because they have already. They got North, who's five, and Saint is three. Chicago is 11 months, and I don't know what they're going to name the new one, but yeah, four kids. Do you think they're going to stop at four, or did Kanye say he wants a house full?
He did say he wanted a big family.
Yeah, how did he say?
He's going to be like, here's a story.
Oh, yeah.
And you better believe that Kris Jenner is going to come up with a show for these kids. It's going to be the Kardashian kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's going to be all over Nickelodeon and Disney and all kind of stuff.
It's
going to
be a side story.
You Kardashian Jr.
They have a whole BET chapter of Kardashian.
Okay. Can I ask a question that's driven me crazy, and it's with Kim Kardashian. And Portia, I know you have long nails, too.
Mm-hmm.
When you see these women, they're like, I take care of my baby. I do babies. I do baths. I do diapers. And I'm like, how do you do that?
I don't know either, because most of the new moms that I'm around, they cut their nails off.
Yeah.
Like, they have to do the short nails.
So you gonna cut yours?
No. Her skin gonna get real tough.
Okay. Look at little Nori with her lipstick on, though.
That little girl have a full face.
Okay,
a full
breath.
She moving on out of the way for the next one.
Okay.
For the little one.
Oh, that boy is so cute.
Yeah, but
so
I just did a story on him this morning. They said little Saint spit on a little boy, honey, at the park.
So that's what kids do.
Yeah.
Oh, that what they do?
Yeah.
Well, llamas spit on people. I didn't know kids
did. Not llamas.
Not only is the new year bringing new babies, but it's also bringing marriages. Yep, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth finally tied the knot. They did it they kept it real low-key. Miley Cyrus's living room on December 23rd. Now,
nice.
She's 26, he's 28. Now, they've been together sort of off and on since she was 16 years old.
Wow. Weird. I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah, wow. I thought that was fairly new.
They met in 2009 on the set of the movie The Last Song, got engaged in 2012, broke up in 2013, and then got back together in 2016 and got married. Do you think with all the ups and downs in the 10 years that this is meant to be, or this is just they got married on one of their ups?
I think it's more of a meant to be situation.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you gotta let love go and see if it comes back.
That's
and
true.
And then you might have to do that three times.
That's true.
And now they know what they want.
Third time's a charm, baby.
Third time's a charm, okay? Yeah.
But can you imagine?
Of course, she's been reading the posters down at the gynecologist to her OB. Let it set it free. If it comes back to you, it's yours.
Now, Portia, can you imagine, and Brad, anybody, can you imagine marrying the person you dated when you were 16?
The guy who I dated at 16 took his little ring back from me, talking about he getting it sized.
Yeah,
and
well,
then you never seen him again.
He took it to the pawn shop.
But the person you dated at 16 knew you. That person knows you. Now, people you're getting with now, they don't know you. They're probably just getting with you because of who you are.
You gotta know me from 16 to know me.
Okay,
I can tell you who I am at this point in my life.
What I want and what I don't want.
We can sit down and have a strong lunch.
Okay.
And we can just handle this relationship.
Okay.
Least Portia had a man when she was 16. Heidi was dating a cardboard cutout of Oprah.
Heidi, don't let them start your year off like that.
Don't do it, Heidi. You better
come back. I want to be mad at him, but I can't.
Exactly.
I mean, that's true.
Heidi, you better step your clapback game up in 2019.
I do. You're right. I do.
Okay, y'all. It's time for another Smash Alert.
Do it to show them how you got that baby.
Don't hit me. Oh. Okay, y'all. It's time for another Smash Alert.
There we go.
Put you back into it. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, y'all. This is the first one of 2019. You know what they say, new year, new you, and that includes a new boo, honey.
Ooh.
And that's exactly what model singer Cassie rung in the new year with, y'all. Yeah.
All right now, Cassie.
A new man. Yes, only 3 months after her split from Diddy, Cassie has made it to Instagram officially with her brand new man.
Ooh,
he's celebrity cute. Personal trainer and bull rider. Okay.
All right, bull rider.
Only he can stay on longer than 8 seconds.
There you go. His name is Alex Fine, and yes, he definitely lives up to his last name.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
She posted a picture of herself kissing him at a holiday party. He followed up with a topless photo of them with the caption, 19.
Wow.
But something tells me, like, Diddy's going to swoop back in, and then, like, you know.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. She looks like she's happy.
Yeah. And there's something incredibly intimidating when your girl, you know, leaves you 3 months ago. Now she's with a bull rider. It's
right.
Jeez.
Honey, that's a sport we don't even think about.
I wouldn't be intimidated by a bull right now. Bull fighter. Now, that's another, like, thing. Sportplay involved.
But bull rider, he got some strong abs and a good core.
And some strong legs.
Yes.
He's going to hunch at you?
You can't knock him off you.
Shake him off. Why would someone mount you in a fight like that?
Shake off. You ain't shaking him off.
Alex Fine has done things to Cassie that Diddy never did, like reverse cow guy. There's not too many guys who can do that.
Reverse cow guy.
And clown comes out of the closet when he climaxes.
It's crazy. Oh, yeah.
Trying to distract you. Trying to distract you.
Now he gonna put a saddle on her. I know you said new year, new boo, but singer Usher has another motto, honey. New year, new do.
Guess what?
Right. It's time for What the Hair? Y'all know Usher revealed his new look, and it looks like he's jumped out of a Dark and Lovely ad or off of the Dark and Lovely box, if you ask me. And I'm not sure what to think about this, y'all, so y'all check it out and tell me.
Yeah, it's different hairdo every day. It's something different, you know, something new, something new to look at. You know, it's going to be a lot of changes next year, I tell you that. You know, I really went through a lot to do this to my hair, blowing it out and all that stuff. And trying to, I mean, I don't even understand how the hell they did this in the 60s. How the hell they maintain their hair? I feel like a straight pimp right now. Y'all just, when you see me, you know, what y'all think, man?
Baby, he doing just like us women when we get a new hairdo. No, because I'm saying he's talking, but he's giving you every angle, honey.
Yes, he is.
It was very feminine.
That swoop into the right and see that swoop.
Y'all got Usher out here looking like a single mama just got a tax return.
We have nothing like that from a singer. We had Young Jock do it.
Miguel. But,
so, you know.
Miguel had that
hairstyle. Miguel did have it.
He's also here. Y'all know Cynthia's ex. Remember Leon?
Leon from
Nuts Like This, I Wish.
He's also giving me dark skinned Viv from season 2 of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She had that same hairstyle.
So what y'all think? Do y'all think Usher's going through something, or he trying to be like the Five Heartbeats? Yeah. Is he making a movie? What's going on? Is this promoting his new album?
He's going through something. He's coming out of this divorce.
Is this high maintenance? Like, when he goes to sleep and wakes up, does this all, you have to have a team to redo it all? Like,
oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. Down. He's sleeping like this.
Yeah. Listen, man, like, Young Jock also has this same hairstyle, and a lot of people want to know who wore it best, man. Hit us up on Twitter at Dish Nation and let us know, was it Usher or Young Jock?
Hey, up next, has Birdman flown away hunting from Miss Toni Braxton? Oh. We'll be dishing a tea on this couple right after the break. Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again, Headcrack.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, I'm gonna need some help for this one. We need R&B group singing sensation, Girls the Men, to sing this.
It's so hard to say goodbye to
Toni Braxton and Birdman. Word on the street is these two may have called it quits. And judging by their Instagrams, man, they are donezo. Toni erased all the photos and posted a photo with just her by herself.
Oh, and a good-looking photo, too.
I love that red gown.
Me, too.
Oh, and a pageant.
Uh-huh.
Now, peep the caption, though. It says, starting a new chapter isn't always easy choice, but always choose to be chosen. Cheers to a new year. Mm. And then Birdman wrote a long post on his Instagram story. He said, it's over. The dots are what made it long.
Yeah, it's more dots than the words.
What does choose to be chosen mean?
Yeah, that part make me feel like it's some cheating going on. Because
yeah,
did he choose somebody else?
Chosen. Oh, I know what it means.
What?
Choose to be chosen. She didn't choose his ass, he chose her. So she's going to choose to be chosen next time.
For the next guy.
Yes.
She's going to choose who she wants.
Exactly.
No, y'all really thought they loved each other. Like, it was real to me. And I wanted them to survive. Like, survive everything negative that people had to say.
He was even her demographic.
But you don't know that, Gary. It don't matter. You don't have to look alike. Opposites attract. Don't do that.
Anyway, y'all, moving on. Now, Portia, you seem to be following, honey, in actress Demi Moore's footsteps these days, honey. Let's be clear. Now, they're saying that she was the first girl, honey, to post her baby bump photos, honey. And, you know, it seemed like that, you know, you kind of been serving that look, honey, and doing it up too,
I've been serving that look.
Baby bump,
that's the only look I got right now.
That's the only look she can serve.
Right.
So talk about these photos, honey, that you recently posted on Instagram. And where were you? I mean, it looked like, were you in Bankhead?
No.
We know that ain't no damn Bankhead.
Honey, that's the Bahamas. The Bahamas. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, we were at the lovely resort of the Bahamar.
Yes.
And I was supposed to be doing a maternity shoot. And I was like, you know what? Let me do something in some bikini. Like, you know, why not? It says, you know, I'm pregnant, body changing. Probably never look like this unless I have another child. Mm. And so we went down to the poolside and, okay, y'all know I like to be naked. y'all know that, right?
Yeah, we can see.
But I had to take a deep breath because when you first unleash all that at the pool, you know you got to just go ahead and just go with
just
it.
Just do it.
When I first took the thing, I was like, I'm here.
So birds started flying in different directions.
Okay.
Like, that bikini bottom is working so hard to be recognized. I was like, yo, push on here, posing bottomless.
Oh, my God, it's funny you said it because these aren't maternity bikinis at all.
Honey, because that bottom looks like a string bikini.
It's hanging on for dear life.
She's got a shoelace around that ass.
Yes, honey.
Now, where was Dennis?
He was, you know what? He didn't know that I was going to do a bikini shoot. He just thought I was doing these gowns and everything.
So you walk around like this and he don't even know you exposing yourself?
He didn't see that first.
I know he was like, baby, what you doing?
He was like, he got it all out.
Now, one of them looked like you was looking for Dennis. Where is he?
Wait,
No, I think that's my favorite one, though.
Which one? The looking
like where you looking? That's real fashion.
Thank you, honey.
That's cute.
Yeah, they snatched me up over there in the Bahamas, honey. Oh.
You all greased up. You ashy like Gary Fee.
Yes, honey.
Yeah, she got some Crisco oil on
there. All right, y'all. Up next, there's a crazy new show premiering on Fox tonight, and we sent Andrew Freund to the set to find out what The Masked Singer is all about. Come right back. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Now, I'm excited about this. The big homie Andrew Freund had a chance to get a behind-the-scenes glimpse and catch up with all the celebrities on Fox's new reality competition show, The Masked Singer. Check this out.
The Masked Singer.
I'm so freaking confused right now. I don't know who I am.
In the least amount of words, describe what the show is. In the least amount of words.
Bonkers. Fun, hilarious.
Explain to me the rules of the show. What are the rules?
So you have 12 celebrities hidden behind their masks, and they come out and sing. And each episode, the audience and the judges, we vote on our favorite performances, and whoever gets the least amount of votes has to reveal themselves at the end of the episode. It's like playing Jeopardy from home. You're always trying to guess, you know, the answer, and you want to figure out who it is.
What dream celebrities would you like to see on the show?
Barack Obama.
Could we see our very own Dish Nation DeBrat on the show?
Brat would be good. Oh, Brat would be really good. Yeah. Brat and Headcrack together.
A duet.
Yeah.
Where, Portia, you could come in there, too.
Yeah, might as well. A three-headed monster.
Besides former U.S. presidents, who else are some of these people?
There's one costume that's shaped just like Beyonce. I'm just saying. It is truly.
Queen Bee is here.
There is a bee on the show. I think Beyonce and Barack are here.
All right, Jenny.
Yeah?
What's the weirdest thing you've seen so far on this show?
You.
I know, I'm pretty weird.
Okay, not the weirdest. I would definitely say a pineapple with a six-pack.
Who are some of your dream celebrities? If you could dream up anyone being in these costumes, who would they be?
Well, first, Donnie Wahlberg, because I love him. Second would be, I would love to see a duel between Olivia Newton-John and Linda Carter. Wonder Woman and Sandra Dee.
Nicole, if you were going to go out and wear a costume and no one would know who you were, what would you do and why?
I mean, if I wanted to go away, then I would be like the one-eyed hairy monster. Something that I wouldn't think people would be like, she's going to go after the one-eyed hairy monster.
Maybe we can move on to a different outfit. You know, right. I just feel like contextually.
Oh, I think I'd be a porpoise or a dolphin of some sort.
A porpoise or a dolphin?
Yeah, but, you know, with a cool suit on.
You'd just be wearing this, but you'd be a dolphin.
This with a dolphin head.
I would probably, honestly, you know, I'd like to put on an alligator outfit and just go to a local Rite Aid and look for Band-Aids, because I probably cut somebody with my sharp teeth.
Pick up your prescriptions.
And pick up my prescriptions. Some Metamucil, you know, because I'm an alligator. I swallow my prey. I don't really chew, so.
I have no idea who any of these singers are.
Oh, my God!
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, the Lexington, Kentucky Police Department, they were eagerly awaiting the start of a new year when tragedy struck.
Bum, bum, bum. I need to work on my drops.
This is it's an awful thing that happened. Hey, you know, try to get through this. Krispy Kreme. A truck carrying donuts caught on fire, and nobody was hurt. That's good. But they lost all the donuts.
But 35 cars showed up.
Again, nobody was hurt, but the police were so saddened by it that they went online and posted several different pictures of them in front of the crashed Krispy Kreme truck with saying things like, no words, with the crying face emoji. Now, that is a stereotype that costs, well, like, donuts and coffee. I don't know why that's a stereotype.
Because, see, when you go to a bakery or a donut shop, then all the donuts are laying out, you go, I'll take that one right there. There's no time for someone to spit on the donut before they give it to the cop. That's really why they eat nothing but donuts.
Oh!
If you saw food that was burned beyond recognition and you couldn't eat it, it was beyond edible, and it brought you to tears, what would it be?
I think it would be a pizza truck.
Really? You love pizza that much?
Don't you?
Oh.
That's why I always tell my wife. She goes, what are you thinking? I'm like, if you ask me, I'm always going to say pizza. So if you don't want that, then you got to come up with something. Because I will every night make a different pizza. How's this New Year's resolution?
Yeah, exactly.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.